朋友，你在收听的是活在耶稣里网站为你提供的福乐人生讲坛。我是玛丽姐妹，将许多牧师传道人的讲道录音按专题为你编辑。今天我们的讲员是冯伟牧师，愿神仆人的讲道能帮助你更好地密切与神的关系，在主耶稣里结出更多的好果子。
那人主日平安，今天是很特别的日子，因为我们的救主耶稣基督复活了，哈利路亚。
Dear brothers and sisters, good morning to you. This is a very special morning because our Lord is risen. Hallelujah and amen.
好不好，我们弟兄姊妹一同起立，我们来恭读圣经主的话语。
Let's stand and let us in reverence proclaim God's word.
我们先读中文，再读英文。
We'll first read it in Chinese and then in English.
哥林多前书15:12-19。既传基督是从死里复活了，怎么在你们中间有人说没有死人复活的事呢？若没有死人复活的事，基督也就没有复活了。若基督没有复活，我们所传的便是枉然，你们所信的也是枉然，并且明显我们是为神枉作见证的，因我们见证神是叫基督复活了。若死人真不复活，神也就没有叫基督复活了。因为死人若不复活，基督也就没有复活了。基督若没有复活，你们的信便是徒然，你们仍在罪里，就是在基督里睡了的人也灭亡了。我们若靠基督，只在今生有指望，就算比众人更可怜。 Now let's read in English. 1 Corinthians chapter 15 verse 12-19. Now if Christ is preached that he has been raised from the dead, how do some among you say that there is no resurrection of the dead? But there is no resurrection of the dead, then Christ is not risen.And if Christ is not risen, then our preaching is empty, and your faith is also empty. Yes, and we are found false witnesses of God, because we have testified of God that he raised up Christ, whom he did not raise up. If in fact the dead does not rise, for if the dead do not rise, then Christ is not risen. And if Christ is not risen, your faith is futile.You are still in your sins. Then also those who have fallen asleep in Christ have perished. If in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are all men the most pitiable. Please be seated.
大家请坐。
愿神祝福工作他话语的人。
May the Lord bless those who proclaim his words.
若没有死人复活，
If there is no resurrection of the dead,
在过去的这一年当中
over the past year,
我们知道一场史无前例的大瘟疫席卷全球
we see an unprecedented pandemic.
我们说史无前例，因为在人类历史上从来没有过这样一场的瘟疫，是无一人敢说自己能够幸免。
We say it is unprecedented because this pandemic is one that in the history of mankind is one that no one would think, oh, yeah, this pandemic is not going to touch me.
在产业革命以来，在上个世纪的西班牙大流感
Indeed, we do have the Spanish flu.
影响到这个世界上相当广阔的区域
It has of great global impact.
在当时是史无前例的
So at that time, it was unprecedented.
但是毕竟还是在世界上有一些国家有一些的地方能够幸免。
And yet at the same time, there were countries that avoided this particular plague.
我们知道这一次的新冠疫情
We know that the COVID-19
从武汉开始
starting with Wuhan
一直到北极南极
all the way now to the north and south poles
全球的人来遵守居家令
We have a global observance of a quarantine
根据统计
according to some statistics
虽然这个统计的数字可能有所争议
even if some of the numbers are controversial
但是我们知道有许多的人成千上万的人特别是老人家
We do know that the numbers are in the millions and especially of the elderly
他们因着新冠疫情失去生命
Because of COVID-19 they've lost their lives
我们这些还活着的人
And for us who are still living
说得严重一点
To say it in a more serious manner
也好像是从鬼门关的门口走了一道一样
It's as if we are still walking through this gate of hell.
尤其是在去年在武汉刚刚开始爆发的时候大家还记得去年的春节、
especially if we recall back to the Spring Festival in Wuhan.
那时候人人自危、
At that time, we know that there was,、everyone was in a perilous situation.
我们在海外不断地去关注在国内那些数字特别是湖北特别是武汉的数字。
For some of us who are overseas, we are very focused on checking the numbers in areas such as Hubei.
我们教会也有很多弟兄姊妹大家在热心地往国内捐口罩捐这些的物资等等。
And there are many brothers and sisters in the church who were consistently giving or sending back masks and other resources.
后来突然一下子这场瘟疫席卷全球来到了我们的身边
and in the blink of an eye this pandemic swept the world and has arrived at our doorstep
大家都吓坏了因为那时候在海外没有口罩
and so for us now we're very concerned because we're the ones who are deficient in terms of our mask count
不但是酒精这些东西买不到大家还记得连卫生纸都买不到
if we recall it's not just that we can't get alcohol sanitizers but even toilet paper something as generic as toilet paper
我记得那时候教会里面有一位弟兄在领会的时候说以前我们都是从电视新闻上看到商场的货架整排整排的空掉居然就发生在我们的身边
I remember there was a brother who was when he was leading the service saying well to see that the shelves were cleaned out used to be just something we witnessed on the TV and now it has become real life for us
但是现在随着我们对新冠疫情的了解更多医疗的这个手段也更好啊，同时一些人也开始打了疫苗。
But now with our further understanding of this particular virus, with the improvements in our medical resources, as well as even people starting to get vaccinated.
当然，从我们教会的讲台，我们啊在这件事情上面，我们不特别的去做鼓励，因为我们知道这目前还是没有经过啊正式批准的，是 emergency use。关于 vaccination。
Although this is not officially endorsed from the pulpit because it is the vaccination is for emergency use it is not something that is official
但是我们现在看到慢慢的大家好像也能够 live with COVID
but we start to see that it seems as if we are now learning how to live with COVID 与新冠生活
我们也知道我们的生活还要继续
We know that our lives need to carry on.
所以想一想，好像我们每个人真是从这个鬼门关走了一道一样。
And so it does seem as if we've taken a trip to hell, and now we're slowly returning back.
我们好感谢神，在上个礼拜五晚上，我们一同来纪念受难日。
We're thankful that we could come together to remember the night that the Lord suffered.
纪念主耶稣在十字架上为我们流血的舍身。
To remember that Jesus did die for us on the cross and his body was broken.
那还有一个细节就是上个礼拜五晚上是我们教会从疫情以来聚会人数最多的一次。
And something to note is also just the past Friday in terms of attendance is the highest since the pandemic broke out.
那更感谢神的是今天复活节的主日。
All the more we give thanks on this morning of the Lord's coming from resurrection.
又是从疫情以来，我们教会 聚会人数最多更多的一次。
Again, once again, we've hit a peak in terms of our attendance numbers since the pandemic.
感谢神，大家回到教会里面。
We praise the Lord that we are starting to return.
我们一同在现场来敬拜，当然也感谢神，还有一些弟兄姊妹在网络上，我们一起同心的敬拜。
That we can come in person, and at the same time, we also praise God that we could also meet together online to worship.
好像我们的教会也慢慢的活了过来，阿们。
That there is somewhat of a coming alive for our church, amen.
就是为我们传讲的信息是一个带着希望的信息。
Dear brothers and sisters, the message that we proclaim is one that carries hope.
因为福音是叫做 good news, 好消息。
Because the gospel is good news.
现在我们进入到春天，我们最近在讲台上一直说啊，生机复苏。万物复始。
That we could, now that we are entering into springtime, we could say that the word of God is reviving and that the world of creation is also coming back.
所以我们常常用这些图案，用兔子，用复活节的彩蛋啊，来象征这个复活节 Easter.
And so we do use images such as the bunny or, the Easter eggs to signify the coming alive of Christ.
这个 bunny 这个小兔子啊，生命力非常的强。
We see that with the bunny, it has such richness of life.
而这个彩蛋，这个蛋，它是象征了一个生的新的生命的一个孕育。
And as well as the eggs, they represent the coming about of a new life.
但是所有这些的象征
，yet with all these symbols,
都不如一个空坟墓来象征耶稣基督的复活更恰当。
They are of no match when it comes to meaning, of the empty tomb.
在马可福音十六章第六节。
In Mark, chapter 16, verse 6.
天使向门徒显现。
We know that the angels appear to the disciples.
你们所找的那个钉十字架的拿撒勒人基督。
The Nazarene that you're looking for, the one who's been crucified, the Jesus.
他已经复活了。
He is risen.
他不在这里。
He's not here.
在我们的人生当中
，in our lives，
可能很多次我们好像要走到尽头。
Oftentimes it seems as if we are at the edge or the precipice of our lives。
一片的黑暗
，it seems darkness and shrouds。
没有盼望
，that there's no hope。
没有平安
，that there's no peace。
弟兄姊妹，有一次真的在祷告会的时候，这个疫情刚开始的时候，有一位姊妹来祷告，我印象好深，她从头哭到尾呀。
Again, I recall back at the start of the pandemic during a prayer meeting, we had a sister who joined us in prayer, and from the beginning to the end of the prayer meeting, she was in tears.
是在 Zoom 上面的祷告。
This was a prayer meeting over Zoom.
隔着那条细细的网线，我好像就能感觉到她在那里一边哭，一边祷告，一边发抖。
Although we were separated by this thin wire, but at the same time, I could feel her the trembling.And the depth of her weeping.
但现在一年以后，可能我们虽然还在Zoom上面，我们的祷告可能不会那样的充满恐惧。
A year later, even though we're still praying over Zoom, perhaps our prayers are not, it's not so, permeated with fear.
但是我们在人生当中，这里或那里，这人或那人，这时或那时，我们总还是常常会遇到这样的绝望，这样好像一片黑暗的情形。
But with our lives, whether it's this place, that person, this time, that time, there are times where we'll still encounter such despair.
刚才在晨祷会的时候
during our morning prayer earlier,
我们弟兄祷告提到
one of our brothers prayed this.
今天早上看新闻
on one of the headlines for the news this morning,
说现在美国去教会的人越来越少。
Is that there is a decrease in terms of attendance for American churches.
还包括那些去那些异端邪说的那些教会的都算上。
And that's including, churches that are in fact heretic.
固定常常去的是 27% 是吧？47%。
Right now, regular attendance is, with the statistics is at 47%.
那和我看到那个一样，是说低于了 50%。
So it's generally less than 50%.
我刚才听后还以为是弟兄这个数，但是47%已经是低了。
So at that time, I was wondering, wow, well, that's low, and 47% is low.
因为这个数字还应该还不是说固定，就是说大概是有信仰，有的时候去的。因为以前我就看到过，就是固定常常去的 devoted， 那个时候多年以前就是 40%。
Many years ago, by statistics, those who are devoted, their attendance is around 40%.
但现在最新的就是说，表明自己有信仰的已经是低于一半了。
But right now, these could also refer to people with sporadic attendance, and that is where 47%, which is half the population.
我想弟兄姊妹都能够同意，都承认，在今天在美国的这个社会当中。做一个真正的笃信圣经的基督徒越来越不容易。
We do acknowledge that it is more and more difficult for any Christian who profess a strong faith in the Bible, it is more and more difficult to be such a Christian.
现在在这个国家当中社会当中整体的一种文化是一个抵挡神的文化。
Within this nation, within the society, just as a culture at large, it is one that is resistant to God.
我们有时候心中想想，真的是难过。
At times when, if we ponder about such a situation, there is sorrow in our hearts.
当年我们来美国的时候，我们没有期望美国是这个样子啊，会变成今天这个样子。
When we have first arrived in the U.S., we've never andanticipated that many years down the road, the U.S. is going to become what it is now.
但是弟兄姊妹们，让我们不要失去盼望。
But dear brothers and sisters, let's not lose hope.
为大家讲一个故事。
I'll give you a story.
是1930年发生在苏联，基辅是今天的 Ukraine 乌克兰。
So this is a story that occurred in 1930 when the USSR was still around, and this was in Kiev.Which is in present-day Ukraine.
但是有一个人叫做布哈林。
There's a person called Robin.
他是这里有啊，他是苏共政治局委员。
He's a powerful man in the governance. Bakhrin.
他是真理报的主编。
That he is an editor of one of their newsletters.
他是一个坚定的布尔什维克。
He's a very staunch believer in the Bolshevik revolution.
然后1930年的时候呢，他就到这个基辅，乌克兰的基辅。今天我们知道乌克兰也要为那边的局势祷告。
And so, 1930, he traveled to Kiev, which is present-day Ukraine, which is a country that we also need to pray for.
像一大群的工厂的工人向他们演讲。
That he was giving a speech to a crowd of factory workers.
给他们讲无神论。
That he was teaching them atheism.
然后他就不断的来攻击，来侮辱这个有对神的这样的信仰。
So time and time again, he hurled insults, arguments, and proof against God, and he was just insulting this Christian belief.
啊，然后他讲演讲的结束的时候，那整个所有的这些的听众全都已经被吓得目瞪口呆。
At the end of the speech, the whole audience were in fear and they were in silence.
然后讲到最后的时候，这布哈林他就非常的得意。
So at the end, Bakhrin was very proud of what he has done.
其实这个人我们知道也很可怜，后来大家知道晓得他的结局，我们这里不说。
And this, although he did meet a quite sad and which we should all know, so I'm not going to mention much now.
那么现在他就问大家了，说你们现在还有没有什么问题？
So he asked the crowd, "What do you have any more questions?"
然后所有人都不敢看他，这才都低着头。
So there was no one who dared to look him in the eye. Everyone had their heads bowed.
这时候，一个老人家慢慢的向讲台走去。
Yet very slowly, there was an old man who stood up and began to shuffle towards the platform.
他一步一步地走上这个讲台。
Step by step, he began to walk towards the pulpit.
看着这些的听众。
He looked at the audience.
然后他就把他的胳膊举起来。
He raised his arms.
然后他就大声地喊了一句，在苏联东正教当中，他们常常讲的一句话。
So he...cried out a statement that the Eastern Orthodox church all proclaim.
Christ is risen, 基督复活了。
Christ is risen.
他就说突然这些安静行动不敢讲话的行动一下爆发出来，大家就大声的回应， He is risen indeed.
So all of a sudden, this crowd of men leapt to their feet, and they had voices that rolled like thunder that shouted, He is risen indeed.
胡哈林的结局非常的悲惨。
Bakarin had a very pitiful end.
但是今天基督还活在他儿女们的心中。
In contrast, Christ continues to live in the hearts of his sons and daughters.
基督今天仍然在父宝座的右边为我们代求。
That he is interceding for the children of God on the right hand of God.
他胜过罪恶，胜过死亡。
That his triumph over evil, his triumph over death.
胜过撒旦的权势，胜过黑暗。
That his triumph over Satan's power.
弟兄姊妹们，当我们觉得好像黑暗笼罩的时候
，Brothers and sisters, just as we think that we're enveloped by darkness.
当我们看到美国这样一个曾经以基督教信仰立国的国家，现在无神论甚嚣尘上的时候。
As we look at this moment where it seems atheism has the upper hand, even though this country was established on Christian principles.
那些共产主义的思想，那些取消的文化，盛嚣尘上的时候。
Even as we see the rise in terms of socialist thinking or the rise of cancel culture.
甚至在基督教当中，有些人好像要重新的去来解释圣经，把圣经用阶级斗争、用种族斗争去解释来扭曲的时候。
Or we see that there will be groups that seemingly try to twist the words of the Bible or try to use the lens of racial tension to try to revise what it says in the Bible.
但是弟兄姊妹们，我们的主仍然在掌权，他仍然做宝座。
But dear brothers and sisters, let us remember that Christ indeed is still of power and authority. He is still enthroned.
因为他复活了。
Because he is risen.
好不好我们一起试一试、
let's try this.
像当年这样我来说 Christ is risen 然后大家就来回答 He is risen indeed 好吗
Let's reenact what happened in 1930 I will say Christ is risen and we will respond with He is risen indeed
好一二三我们来哈 Christ is risen
He is risen indeed
Amen
Amen
复活是我们基督徒信仰的基础。
Resurrection is the foundation of our Christian faith.
哥林多前书的十五章非常的重要。
First Corinthians chapter 15 is a prime passage.
这段经文重要的地方在于，从哥林多十五至前书十五章第一节开始，这是我们教会历史上第一份真正的所谓叫信仰告白。
If we start looking at verse 1 of chapter 15, we could see that this is a first recorded version of what we would call the creed of the church.
我们教会有我们教会的信仰告白。
Indeed, we have our faith, statement of faith for CCNC.
教会历史上有尼西亚信经，有使徒信经，有其他的信经。
And in terms of creed, there's the Nicene Creed, there's the Apostles' Creed.
但这些都是后来的人写的。
But these would be summaries or written by men.
在圣经当中所记载的。
But what is recorded in the Bible?
到底我们所信的是什么？
What is it that we believe?
到底我们所传的福音是什么？
What is the gospel that we preach?
就在这个地方。
We see it in 1 Corinthians 15.
不是我们常常说约翰福音三章十六节。
Indeed, we do refer back to John 3:16.
这是面对慕道的朋友福音的朋友我们常常用的一节经文
It is a verse that we use frequently when we are interacting with seeker friends or unbelievers
但是当教会面对这个罪恶掌权的世界来大声宣告的时候
But what is the church to proclaim against a world that is governed by evil
面对那些异端邪说的时候
What are we to say when we face cults andHeretics.
面对那些离经叛道似是而非在带人走偏的那些的教育信仰的时候
What are we to say to people who are preaching pseudo-truth or leading people away from the way?
最关键最关键的首先使徒们在这里宣告
What is critical has been explained in this chapter.
1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 1.
1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 1.
弟兄们，我如今把先前所传给你的福音告诉你们知道，这福音你们也领受了，又靠着站立得住，并且你们若不是突然相信，能以持守我所传给你们的，就必因这福音得救。我当日所领受又传给你们的，第一就是基督照圣经所说为我们的罪死了，而且埋葬了，又照圣经所说第三天复活了，并且显给西法看，然后显给十二使徒看，后来一时显给五百多弟兄看，其中一大半到如今还在，却也有已经睡了的。
Chapter 15, verses 1 to 6. Now, brothers, I want to remind you of the gospel I preached to you, which you received and on which you have taken your stand. By this gospel you are saved, if you hold firmly to the word I preached to you, otherwise you have believed in vain. For what I received I passed on to you as of first importance, that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, that he was buried, that he was raised on the third day according to the Scriptures,and that he appeared to Peter, and then to the 12. After that, he appeared to more than 500 of the brothers at the same time, most of whom are still living, though some have fallen asleep.
后面使徒保罗还继续讲，显给这个使徒，显给的时候知道也显给我看。
Apostle Paul would further explain that Jesus also showed himself to other apostles, including Paul himself.
在这样一份信仰告白当中，着重讲了一件事情，大家有没有注意到？就是基督的复活。
So in this creed, our creedal statement, if we take notice, we'll see that the focus is on the resurrection of Christ.
用今天世人的眼光来看
，in the eyes of humans today,
从一个客观的角度，比如说，如果要是我不信耶稣的话
，from a objective point of view, if I do not believe in Christ,
我就会跟使徒保罗说了。
Sorry, from a subjective point of view, we'll say to Apostle Paul,
保罗啊，把这个关于复活的事情淡化一点。
Dilute this part on the resurrection of Christ.
不要太过强调。
You don't have to emphasize on it so much.
顶多就稍微轻描淡写的提一提就可以了。
Maybe you could just superficially mention it and have it pass.
为什么呢？因为这个东西呢，对这理性上面是很难通过的。
Because this is something that jars against our rationality.
这个是传福音的时候的一个拦阻。
This is a hindrance to us preaching the gospel.
你如果要是讲点人喜欢听的，也许来信主的人还更多一点，对不对啊？
Perhaps if you say something that people are willing to listen, then more might come to know God.
你跟你讲死人复活，谁见过死人复活呢？
But if you're talking about the dead coming back to life, who has seen that?
那这使徒保罗呢，似乎好像是听进去了，像我这样的人跟他讲的。
Yet Apostle Paul seems to have heard some of these suggestions or opinions for someone like me.
然后在这个格林多前书十五章最后后面再继续讲啊，一直在讲关于复活的事情。
And so in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, there is a consistent expounding on the resurrection.
所以今天我们就看到这个，如果到底没有死人复活，会怎么样？
So if we see today, what if there is no coming to life of the dead?
首先，第一个，如果没有死人复活，很简单，基督也就没有复活嘛。
We see that if there is no resurrection of the dead, then by logic or by reasoning, Christ is also not risen.
如果基督没有复活的话，那我们所信的一切全都是枉然。
And if Christ is not risen, then all that we have believed in is in vain.
大家可能听过有一个讲法。
So perhaps you've heard of such a saying.
在那个笃信佛教的国家或者社会里面。
That in a society that is predominantly Buddhistic,
那么他们呢常常去敬拜那个舍利子。
They will go and worship the sacred beast.
就是这个佛祖他被火化以后，然后留下来的那个骨灰结的那个珠子。
And that would be the beasts that come about from the cremation of their abbot.
那如果要是舍利子，舍利到了一个地方，哇，这个城市就倾城出动，然后去迎接。
And wherever this these sacred beasts arrive, there will be crowds, and essentially the city would empty out to go pay reverence.
有一次有一个宣教士看到这个场面。
There was a missionary who witnessed the scene.
他就很感慨。
he was in a way exasperated.
他说如果要是在我们基督教信仰当中，如果要是我们哪怕找到耶稣的一小片骨头，
he was thinking, well, perhaps if we could find even just this little crumb of Jesus' bone,
那整个我们的信仰就完全坍塌了。
Then, wow, our faith would have collapsed.
因为证明耶稣没有复活嘛。
Because that would have meant that Jesus is not alive.
但是刚才我们也来看到，这个空坟墓。
But earlier, as we understand or seen, that the tomb is empty.
而且耶稣基督的坟墓空了这件事情，不单是我们相信啊，很多的这个学者，不管是他是基督教学者，或者是抵挡基督教学者，他们至少都赞同一件事情：当时耶稣的坟墓真的空了。
And when it comes to the tomb running on empty, whether it is Christians or non-Christian scholars, there's one agreement, and that is the tomb indeed was empty.
这一位的学者格德鲁德曼。
This particular scholar, Gert Littlemann.
那他是一个无神论者。
He is an atheist.
那他也是哥廷根大学的一个学者。
He is the University of Göttingen.
那他专门的研究这个圣经，研究所有关于耶稣基督的这些事情，然后他就得出来一个结论。
So he, after researching on all these matters surrounding Jesus, he comes to a conclusion.
但是我们可以认定彼得与其他门徒确实在耶稣死后经历过耶稣向他们以复活的基督的身份显现。
His conclusion is that it may be taken as historically certain that Peter and the disciples had experiences after Jesus' death in which Jesus appeared to them as the risen Christ.
耶稣基督这个坟墓到底为什么空了？
So why is Jesus' tomb empty?
无外乎几种解释。
There are a few possible explanations.
一个埋错地方了。
One, he was buried in the wrong place.
不是埋在约瑟的那个坟墓里面。
That he wasn't in Joseph's tomb.
是埋在这些的罪，这个罪人钉十字架的罪人的那个公墓啊，一个乱葬岗那个地方去。
But he may have been buried together with all the other criminals in this public burial ground.
但是显然不会是这样子。
But yet it's not to be the case.
因为当时基督的信仰被众人敌视，如果要是门徒用这样一个埋错的地方，然后说，哎，你看这个坟墓空了，立刻就有人指出来，原来埋在一个地方，甚至可以挖出来给大家看耶稣基督的尸首。
Given how strong the sentiment is against this budding Christian belief, if the disciples were to use this as a reason, they can be very quickly pointed out that they've made a mistake, and this is just an excuse.
朋友，你收听的是福乐人生讲坛的系列节目，我是玛丽姐妹，谢谢你的收听，也期待你能将活在耶稣里福音事工的网址告诉你的亲朋好友，邀请他们来收听这个节目。愿神祝福你的新生命。